fast as what we spoke about earlier as far as the ongoing trial is concerned, where Fernando Camacho is expected to drop four charges of a 16-count indictment against a man accused of driving drunk and killing a Boy Scout on the island last year, that being the 12-year-old Andrew McMorris. A man who will be present in the courtroom today is our own Rob DePiro. Covers the East End like no one. Mr. DePiro, how are you, sir?
Jay, good morning. How you doing?
I'm okay. I'm still trying to soak in exactly what went awry here as far as the prosecution and everything else. Seems to me it's prosecution 101, sharing notes and everything here. Not taking place, a little bit of a loophole. Stephen Politi's taking full advantage of it. It'd be interesting to see how the reaction of the judge is concerned here. Will he or won't he, as far as a mistrial, if that's the case, a verdict, and possibly going to the appellate court. But all in all, a long way to go here at Sips.
Yeah, what we have seen is basically in the prosecution 101 and defense 101, all notes have to be shared. All evidence must be given to each side. In any situation where even the slightest note, even like a paragraph, if that's never handed over to the defense, that creates a massive problem. We saw this situation, I think, 2 years ago in that Riverhead Flanders murder case. If you remember, the prosecution failed to deliver a note. A defense attorney went through midway through the murder trial. All the evidence was pointing towards the guilt of the defendant. And the defense said, it looks like there's notes are missing, the equivalent of a telephone book. The judge in that Suffolk County case, it was stunning. He told the prosecutor, go sit in the gallery. He then declared a mistrial. That case was over. Now, this case is not over. This is what you call a big problem. The main count still stands. It's going to be interesting to see how this affects the jury now. That's going to be the main part of this whole issue, no matter which side is looking at this. Do they view this as, well, wow, the prosecution bungled this? Or do they view it as the evidence is overwhelming? That's where we're going with this. And we may know later today, these charges sound like they're going to be dropped. That seems like a no-brainer at this point. The main charge will remain, but how does this affect the jury is what's going to be the main question. I don't believe they even know why that testimony was tossed out by that toxicologist.
Yeah, I mean, that's going to be the key. I mean, sentencing guidelines won't change here if this thing streamlines. He'll still go 8 1/3 of 25 on the other 12 charges. But again, the top count's thrown out. You know, and you're right. It's the mindset of the jury. I mean, how do they react? How do they deliberate? Think about that. You got to be above 0.18 for the four. With notes not being exchanged, that's thrown out. But let's not forget, okay, let's not forget here, and I don't think the jury will either, he still registered 0.13 4 hours after, okay?
That's key.
That is key. 0.13, you're still above 0.08. You're still driving under the influence. You still killed a 12-year-old while you were behind the wheel, while you were under the influence. Let's not forget that. I don't think the jury will either, Rob.
But you don't want to give the jury anything that the defense can latch onto. Now, I'm going to try to play it on both sides. This, apparently, if you look at it on its surface, is a slam dunk case right from the beginning. Remember, it looked like there was going to be a plea deal by Murphy, and then he withdrew the plea. And then he changes lawyers, and then Stephen Politi says this confession or these words in this admissible admission of guilt, it was not my client's statement. I think I did say last week on the report, Politi not mailing this one in one iota. He's somebody that if you're on the prosecution side, you had to have known what you're going up against. He is throwing everything and anything out there, as is his job, is to get his client innocent. Remember, he was hired. He didn't just walk into this case. Thomas Murphy hired him.
Yeah, no doubt. And you heard Ray Perini earlier. You know, Politi is a solid defense attorney. Solid. And what he is doing here is Alan Dershowitz-esque, so to speak, okay? F. Lee Bailey, whatever you want to call it. But he basically is using every piece of arsenal given to him right now. And to me, you know, he had to be salivating with the fact that these notes were not exchanged. That's the bottom line. But go ahead.
I took note that Politi was asking so many questions about the extrapolation issue 2 days ago. They were just question upon question to where even, you know, the audience in the, you know, in the room, not the jurors. It just seemed so tedious, and I was wondering, why is he making a point out of every minor issue? Unless now, as it turns out, Politi knew he doesn't have these notes that this guy's talking about, the forensic toxicologist. Now, I think the card now that the prosecution has to play in summation is that video that was played last week of Murphy in the golf cart filming his friends. He only played six holes, if you remember, or four holes, and his speech is noticeably slurred. That's going to be what I would think the prosecution has to now key in on when it comes to summation. Now, don't forget, tomorrow is probably going to be very uncomfortable. The father of Andrew McMorris is going to be called in by the prosecution to testify, as he was an assistant scoutmaster at the time of the accident. And when you get to cross-examination by Politi, especially with all that's happened, this is just a bad scene coming up.
It's a high-stakes game of poker. Politi had the royal flush. He knows. Prosecution probably had four aces. In essence, he was salivating here. He knew what he was doing. And it'll be interesting to me as well, besides the jury, you know, how Camacho plays this. Camacho's not a fan. Plea deal negated. Dragging a family through and through again is never a good thing. It'll be very...
No.
And the one thing Fernando Camacho does not want to do here is lose this. Yeah, I mean, it looks like it could be a mistrial. Could be a verdict, but it could go to the appellate. But if you lose this thing altogether, I mean, what a disaster.
My guess is this will not be a mistrial from what I've been able to piece together. It certainly goes to appeal with I have to say it's a 50-50 shot that Murphy will walk on an appeal. Not on this verdict, but on the appeal.
And it seems to be the case, but I'll tell you right now, that jury, you know, 0.13, Rob, 0.13. That's what you got to think about here. 0.13.
Yeah. You have
Four
to really
hours
go
after.
To that. You have to discount everything else now.
Crash at 1:50 in the afternoon, breathalyzer at 6, registering 0.13. Okay. Guy was drunk.
And by the way, this toxicologist was spot on. Everything he said, he was such a solid witness that when I was there 2 days ago, I pretty much determined this case is done. I mean, this guy is so well prepared, the toxicologist. Every attempt by Politi was batted away. However, then you come to learn that a major mistake was made by the toxicologist by not handing over to the notes, and the prosecution not knowing the notes. I believe the prosecutor even said, we thought that he calculated these by using a calculator, and I'm grimacing at that sentence.
Feel bad beyond for this family. There's no words to express, but we shall see how this thing plays out. You will hear Rob tomorrow in his usual spot, the East End Report. Robert, sir, keep me apprised as far as proceedings in the court today, and we'll talk tomorrow. How's that?
Talk to you tomorrow, Jim.